what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We've got a lot of basketball coming up here on KOAL this week. A lot. We have games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have 5 nights, 5 games here on KOAL. And it is going to start tomorrow, our first broadcast of the USU Eastern men's basketball team. They'll take the court looking to go to 3-0. Picked up 2 wins over the weekend, as you just heard moments ago during the local sports recap. We're going to talk about that and more right now with our next guest, Coach Bill Evans, first-year head coach of the USU Eastern basketball program. Coach, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Sure, my pleasure. You bet.
Well, Coach, I know that it's finally that time. It's been a long time coming. You guys finally have an opportunity to get on the court and play a couple of games, make a little bit of a lengthy road trip to the CSI Invitational, but you have to be happy with the team's performance coming back with 2 wins.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Anytime you win a game, you feel good, but winning and losing, winning's a good thing, and losing makes you feel horrible, but fortunately, we were able to win a couple games against good teams.
Yeah, we'll start by talking about the game against Northeastern Junior College. I mean, this is a pretty quality program. I mean, obviously, when you look at it front to back, and Coach, you guys managed to develop a double-digit lead by the end of the first half, and you just kept it rolling into the second half and had a couple of great performances as well along the way.
Yeah, I think our guys took pretty good care of the ball, and they didn't get too crazy as the thing went on. I'm happy with the way they played for the most part. You always want to try to get better, and that's something that we're working on. I'm concerned now more about our team than I am the opponent, almost, because it's so young or new into the season.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, Coach, in this game, we'll talk about a couple of individuals. First off, Jesse White. I know he shoots 5 of 12, knocked down 3 shots from beyond the arc, finishes with 19 points, had 4 rebounds, a couple of assists as well. How did you assess the way Jesse played in this contest?
I think Jesse was solid. He had 3 assists in the first game, and he shot the ball pretty well from the perimeter. But I think he does a good job of leading our team and getting our guys, where they need to be offensively and defensively too. He's a really good communicator and good teammate.
Also in this game, we have Dontrell Hewlett. He finishes with 12 points. Didn't shoot the ball extremely well, but Coach, he also finishes with 7 boards. And so he was able to really make an imprint, I guess, on different aspects of the game, not just shooting the basketball.
Yeah, Dontrell's a talented guy. No question about his talent level. We just have to keep working with him on some of the little things that he needs to do to reach his potential. I think we're headed in the right direction. I think we are.
Well, after that game, Coach, you guys bounced back with Christian Community College the very next day, and this one wasn't nearly as close. You win 119-63 in this contest, and again, you get the victory. But as a coach and just starting the season, what do you look at in games like this? I mean, obviously, you got to use the majority of the bench, but in the same token, it's such a blowout. So what do you look for in games like that?
I look for giving other guys an opportunity to work hard and practice every day, that some games they might not even get off the bench. And I think they deserve to play when the opportunity presents itself, and I don't put them in, to go in and every time they touch it, shoot it. I want them to do the things that we try to do. So I was excited about, I was excited about that, the opportunity for them, to be honest with you. And I think that my other guys did a good job of supporting them, and I think that's a positive. I think that says something about your basketball team.
But you got to run 15 players deep in this game, Coach. And I can ask you about one kid in particular, Brax Jensen. He's a kid that I had the pleasure of covering for 4 years in high school. Of course, a local kid coming from Emory County. And he gets some run in this game as well. And it's always great when you see a local kid out there. But really watching Brax's game grow over the last 4 years, just great to see him in the box score.
Yeah, no, I was excited for all of them to get the opportunity. Not only Brax, but all of our guys. I think it was, it was a good opportunity for a bunch of guys to get to play.
Now, Coach, one of the players that was missing from the weekend was Donovan Avila. And you and I have had many talks about Donovan. I've grown to love this kid over the last year and a half. And so when you look at what you add to the equation, not having him over the weekend and when he's finally able to come back, I mean, is it something that you guys have to adjust to, or is it just another dynamic with this team?
Oh, I think it's just part of coaching your team. And you know, you can't feel sorry for yourself because one of your better players didn't get to play. I think that's silly. But the young man that we put in for him, I think, might have led us in rebounding both games. Malek, I'm pretty sure he led us in rebounding against Colorado Christian. Not so sure about Northeastern, but I know he was one of our leading rebounders.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. In both games, you know, he might have had the most rebounds on the weekend, maybe, I could put it that way.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Bill Evans of the USU Eastern Eagles basketball squad. Now, Coach, with that weekend or this past weekend now being in the books, you can shift and you get three home games this week. At least that's what's scheduled right now, and it'll start tomorrow night. Again, you'll get Colorado Christian College, Community Christian College, and then you get Impact Academy Friday and Saturday back-to-back games. It's a pretty busy week, three games in 1 week compared to not playing basketball for close to a year.
Yeah, no, but it's exciting for the opportunity. These guys have been practicing for a long time without games, and I think now we're going to start rolling a little bit with some more games. And you know, sometimes practicing without playing can be a pretty tough deal. So we're excited to play. Again, I'm way more worried about. Our team than I am the opposition right now, and I want to get into league play, and we have a lot of scouting to do and determining what we're going to do with how we're going to guard this guy or how we're going to guard that guy. I think all that will come a little bit later, but right now I'm concerned about our own team.
Yeah, and with that being said, league play right around the corner, Coach, and for someone that's been around the game of basketball as long as you have, really 7 games to prepare for what typically is a brutal conference schedule. It's not a lot of prep time.
No, it's really not, and we get it going quick. This weekend we're at home. Next weekend we planned a little classic in Ephraim at Snow College, and then we get right into it, and we'll play 3 league games in a week. We play Tuesday against Northwestern, and then we play Thursday against Snow, who has a very good team. And then we travel to CSI on Friday and play on Saturday. So, we're getting it rolling here for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Those Tuesday league games, you don't see that too often. It's not very common. And, Coach, I know you have mentioned you're focusing on your team right now, but do you ever glance at the other teams in the conference at this stage in the season, or is it just tractor beam focus on your particular squad?
Oh, no. We're already starting to break down film for our opponents. Looking at them and working on trying to defend them and seeing what we can do offensively to get better.
What's your assessment of the conference so far?
Well, I mean, I wasn't in the conference last year. I have watched all the teams play except for Nevada's CSN, and I haven't seen the team from Ranger League play, because they're not playing right now. They're not starting for a while. But I've been told that the league's much better this year than it was last year. I don't know that because I wasn't in the league.
It was open last year. There's no doubt. It was a wide open league. Coach, we can end with this. You and I, and all the conversations we had over the summer, you continue to tell me, look, basketball is basketball. It doesn't matter what level we're talking about. Basketball is basketball. So have you enjoyed your time at the JUCO level? And have you noticed much of a difference now that we are playing games and we are preparing for conference play?
No, not really. I think, you know, again, I believe there's, you know, high school coaches can be really influential in teaching these kids how to play right and helping them in their lives. And I don't think it's any different at this level. I think, you know, obviously the competition's a little different, but from the high school level, the junior college level, and from the Division I level to this level as well. Basketball coaching is a neat thing for me anyway, and so we're just working to get better. Excited to be here. Excited for my team. I like my team. I think we've got good kids, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited for our game tomorrow night. I'm excited for practice today, to tell you the truth.
It's definitely great to have basketball back, and you know it's been a long time coming. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to join us again today. I do always look forward to these conversations, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the game tomorrow night.
Okay, it's my pleasure. Call anytime. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate that. We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. The Super Bowl is set. Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay. Yeah, the Buccaneers get a home game for the Super Bowl. Things fall in line for Tom Brady, don't they? This guy's pretty good. We'll talk about that and more when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.